Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Does the indictment today of President Donald J. Trump, does the indictment on 37 counts, seven different charges, an indictment which, if he is convicted, could lead to a 20-year prison sentence, which is extraordinary. This is very different. This is not hush money for porn stars. He already has that one that he's working with. It's not accusations of rape in the Bergdorf Goodman ladies' dressing room 30 years ago. This is has to do with Trump decisions and actions that he largely admits that took place just a couple of years ago, right after he had left the presidency. And yes, it does involve matters of national security. It's already had a profound impact on the politics of our country, and will have more of a profound impact as it unfolds. On Tuesday, he goes before a judge, and actually it's a judge he appointed to the federal bench, and he is going to plead not guilty. I think that's fairly obvious. Wouldn't that be a shock if he pleads guilty? No, I think that is unlikely to happen. And then we go forward from Tuesday. This has been known, this area of Florida, as what's called in legal parlance a rocket docket. It's one of those places where sometimes when they can, they move very quickly to bring cases to trial. Would it be to Donald Trump's advantage to bring this to trial as quickly as possible if they are confident that they can actually win the trial and get acquittals for Donald Trump on all 37 of the counts brought against him? If the Trump team thinks they can do that, then of course they want to move forward very quickly. I think they probably won't want to move forward very quickly, but the government probably will. With all of this going on, I do believe that there are some people who probably are going to rally to the Trump cause, may have been undecided about President Trump, but now feel as if it looks like the whole world is ganging up on him. And this is only the beginning, of course, because there's another grand jury, also one that is convened and presided over by Jack Smith. He doesn't preside over the grand jury, but he is working with them in Washington, D.C., which has to do with Trump malfeasance and perhaps criminality involving the attack on the Capitol building of the United States on January 6th. And what's fascinating about this is that when you look at that issue in particular, Stuart Rhodes, who's the founder of Oath Keepers, who wasn't even in the Capitol building, he didn't even go there, chose not to, but he was sentenced to 18 years for seditious conspiracy. And when you look at the, it's now close to 500 people who have been either convicted or pleaded guilty, made some kind of plea bargain with the federal prosecutors concerning the January 6th riot, the January 6th, what people on the left call an insurrection. I think an insurrection suggests more planning, more deliberate scheming than there actually was. But it was certainly a dark, dark, horrible event for the country. And with 500 people having basically been convicted or pleaded guilty, the great majority of those people blamed the president. They said that I came to Washington because I was responding to my commander-in-chief. I wanted to show my support for Trump. With that on the record books, what becomes of the a grand jury that's investigating President Trump in Washington regarding his role, if any, in January 6th. We'll get to that. We are going to be speaking coming up to John Yoo, who has been an outspoken defender of President Trump. He actually even wrote a book about defending President Trump. And I don't know what John Yoo is going to be saying about the indictments that were read this morning. It's a 49-page indictment. It's readable and comprehensible, even to non-lawyers. So what is John Yoo's take on it, and what does he think happens next? What I think happens next, and in fact I know this because of just people in my world to whom I have spoken since this fateful event last night where President Trump went on Truth Social, and he announced that, yep, he was going to be indicted. It was no longer just a rumor. It was no longer just speculation. It was going to happen, and everything came out. And I do think there are some people who are planning, because of deep commitments to the Republican Party, to support President Trump as perhaps some people believed the strongest candidate, who no longer have that feeling, who now look at the prospect of not looking at the issues. We talked earlier today about a new Gallup poll that showed on both economic and on social issues, the American people are lopsidedly conservative rather than liberal. And they've been getting more conservative, particularly on social issues. And I think that's because the Democratic Party is so specifically and undeniably moved to the left. And there may even be some people who are planning to go third party. Third party? Well, the candidate of the People's Party, at least he is a candidate for their nomination, he almost really will get it, is Dr. Cornel West, a former professor at Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. And he was on CNN suggesting what he has as an advantage over both Trump and Biden. This is clip 8.
Well, I mean, one, my dear brother, that you always have a calling to win. You want to bear witness at the highest level of quality, integrity, and honesty that you can. So, yes, I'm trying to push toward the finish line. Why? Because I want to reintroduce America to the best of itself. And it's fairly clear that Brother Trump, neo-fascist gangster, not the best. Brother Biden, neoliberal hypocrite, not the best. I want the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr., Dorothy Day, Abraham Joshua Heschel, and Edward Said, and Chief Joseph, and Grace Lee Boggs, and Louise Moreno. These are those fighting for poor and working people. Both parties stand in the way of the empowerment of poor and working people. Both parties side, Wall Street, militarism, Pentagon, tied to Silicon Valley. What about the 60% of precious Americans of all colors who are struggling every day and month to put food on the table and are hardly doing it, while the 1% is simply tied to their quest for the luxurious life?
Okay, does this seem like a winning platform? it's a sort of a stream of consciousness, but then again, he is so eloquent and he modulates his voice so effectively. Obviously, I think there's certain people who are going to be listening to him. Certainly, there's every reason to listen to John Yoo, visiting fellow of the Hoover Institution, a non-resident senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, a distinguished professor of law at the University of California at Berkeley, and a prominent conservative and defender of President Donald Trump. What is the best strategy for Trump defense to make sure that this case against him and the indictment this morning, which could lead to serious jail time, goes away? We'll be talking to Professor Yoo coming right up on the MedVed Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And wouldn't we like to believe as Americans that the President of the United States would be more honored than any other American? But we have a situation where right now people look at the situation we're in, and it looks like the President of the United States, or the former President of the United States, is more prosecuted and more persecuted than any other American. Nobody better to help put that charge in perspective than Professor John Yu. He is the Emanuel S. Heller Chair in Law, a distinguished professor of law at University of California at Berkeley. He's also a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford. John, I know this is a very busy day for you, and you probably have heard that some of the defenders, including Kevin McCarthy and many, many others who have leaped to the defense of President Trump, have said that he is being singled out for selective prosecution here, that somebody else doing the same things that Trump has alleged to have done would not be prosecuted. Do you think that is a fair point?
It's important to realize that this claim of selective prosecution, like actually a lot of the arguments being made about this case, are really appropriate to the political forum and not the legal forum. It's not a defense to a prosecution to go in a courtroom and say, I'm innocent because you should have charged that other guy too in a different case. Right? It has nothing to do with whether you're guilty or not. And that's the way the courts generally approach it. So when you say, when people are saying selective prosecution, he's being singled out and so on, that's really a political argument, not really a courtroom argument. Second, there's a big difference, I think, with cases involving, say, Michael Pence or even Joe Biden, who also have been found to have highly classified documents in their possession when they weren't supposed to. And it's actually why I think the Trump case isn't really about the documents. I think what the case is really about is obstruction of justice and lying to federal agencies. So that's what really makes it different than Pence and Biden, because in those cases, Pence and Biden fully cooperated, even though they had the documents. The thing that really is striking about the indictment of President Trump is that he, according to the indictment, tried to deceive the government. He was trying to hide the documents when the FBI came over, tried to use his lawyers, according to the indictment. And again, this hasn't been proven. These are all allegations. But in the indictment, it says that he tried to use his lawyers to deceive the grand jury and deceive the FBI. That's why it's different. So, in fact, the only real case, I think, in recent memory that I know that's similar, where President Trump might have a claim is regard to Hillary Clinton, because if people may call Hillary Clinton, create a server outside of government control and then funneled all these emails through it, some of which were classified, and then destroyed a lot of them rather than turning all those messages and emails over to the government immediately. That's the only thing that I think that where you could have maybe a colorable claim. But again, it's not something you can use in your defense when you're in court.
What about this statement, and it's a clear statement by several of the presidential candidates running against President Trump. For instance, Ron DeSantis has said that he would immediately clean out the Justice Department, get rid of the political hacks he believes currently dominate the Justice Department. Vivek Ramaswamy says he would pardon President Trump on his first day as President of the United States. There's a lot of criticism about remaking the Justice Department. Now, of course, if there is a new president who is selected, one expects he'll appoint a new attorney general. Do you believe that the Justice Department has become a den of thieves and hacks and partisans and needs to be cleansed?
It's a tough question, Michael, because, you know, I used to work there. I have many friends there who continue to be there. I have a lot of respect for the Justice Department. I don't think it's a den of thieves. Let me say one thing. I do think the response that you just went through with DeSantis, Ramaswamy, maybe others, about reform, whatever you want to call it, at the Justice Department, or using the pardon to respond to this, that actually is the proper response. If you think that there's selective prosecution, the answer to it is the ballot box. Make it a campaign issue. Go to the people and say to the people, right, I elect me and I will change things if you really believe that this is about a political prosecution. That's the I think that is the remedy that the framers wanted us to pursue, was one at the election box. On the other hand, I'd also say this is where the Justice Department is making a serious mistake. Not that they're corrupt. I won't say they're corrupt, but I do think they're arrogant in the sense they believe they can police politics. I think the reason why we have never had a president prosecuted, the reason we haven't had major campaign candidates of the major parties prosecuted, is because in the past we left these things up to the political process. You know, we didn't try to charge and convict Nixon, and we didn't charge and convict maybe LBJ for the things he did in office. We let the voters make their judgment at the election box and at the ballot box. And I think that's really the best way to handle someone like President Trump, too, because I think that the department is inserting itself into politics and an election, and they can't come out winning. They're going to lose either way. They're going to lose either way. That's why I think it would be better for them to defer the prosecution, and let's see what happens in the election. That's where the people should make their views known.
If you were instructing President Trump and his advisors on the best way to defend himself for the charges that have been waged against him, what would it be? What would you urge them to say?
Oh, that's a tough one. And, of course, if I were there, I'd probably be fired in a few weeks, just like he fires all his other lawyers periodically. You might have seen just two of them just left last night or this morning.
Yes, left among
these
others.
These are good attorneys. You know, these guys are good attorneys, former Justice Department prosecutors. I think one thing, and, you know, and any normal client would actually seek to settle the case, maybe take a plea bargain that doesn't involve jail time. Of course, Trump is not going to do that. He wants to turn the trial into a huge forum for himself. But this is what I would do. I'd say, look, if you look at the indictment, it looks like a lot of the evidence comes from attorney-client discussions Trump had with his attorneys, maybe things that might have been covered by executive privilege. The courts allowed the prosecution to override these ancient privileges, you know, that are part of the core Bill of Rights, to get Trump.
I appreciate the perspective, John. You information posted at our website, michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Department of Justice says former President Trump stored classified information including U.S. nuclear programs and defense and weapons capabilities. Trump faces more than 36 counts, including obstruction, which his former legal team member Robert Ray says is key.
The obstruction part of this thing is important because it's basically the subpoena compliance version of musical chairs and moving documents around.
The DOJ alleges when Trump's time as president ended, boxes containing classified documents that he was not authorized to keep were transported to his Florida residence. Mexico will seek legal and diplomatic measures over Florida's migrant relocation program. Statement from the Mexican Foreign Ministry condemns the transporting of migrants from states that border Mexico to other parts of the United States for political reason. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, we're certainly going to hear the truth from Professor John Yoo, former Justice Department prosecutor, somebody who has worked in our justice system and is now the Emanuel S. Heller Chair in Law, a distinguished professor of law at the University of California at Berkeley, and also a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution and a leading conservative legal scholar in the country. And Professor Yoo, when again I'm looking at some of the Republican responses, a tweet that was sent out by the Speaker of the House, who is third in line to the presidency, this from the Honorable Kevin McCarthy, who had won such a significant victory, and everyone should give him credit for it, for avoiding a default in the United States and getting that debt ceiling bill passed. In any event, he writes that it is unconscionable for a president to indict the leading candidate opposing him. He said, Joe Biden kept classified documents for decades. I and every American who believes in the rule of law stand with President Trump against this grave injustice. House Republicans will hold this brazen weaponization of power accountable. Do you have a problem with the formulation that it is unconscionable for a president to indict the leading candidate opposing him? Is that what this is?
I think unconscionable isn't the word I would use. I would think it's unwise. I think it's a bad idea. But it's not illegal. It's not unconstitutional. I think it's the breaking of a tradition. And so the way I think of it is we've never prosecuted for federal crimes a former president. We've never prosecuted for federal crimes the candidate of one of the major two parties during election season for president. So if you're going to do something like that, I think it's got to be a pretty high bar. I think it's got to be a very serious crime, something important. We talked about this before, I think, Michael, is that if President Trump was part of a January 6th effort to stop the electoral count and attack the Capitol, I don't see those facts yet. But if there were such facts, that to me would be something important enough to prosecute a former president. And that's what I would ask you, because, you know, the ultimate question when you bring a prosecution at the Justice Department, it's the most important factor, is it in the national interest? Is it in the public interest to bring this case? So even if Trump does everything that's described in the indictment, what is he doing? Is he actually trying to harm the national security? Is he actually trying to give documents to the enemy? It looks to me like he's hoarding documents as reminders of when he was president. And he didn't. That's why, to me, what's really important is, did he commit obstruction of justice? Did he lie to the FBI? Did he lie to the court, the grand jury? That's a much more serious thing. That's also, I think, going to be the hardest thing for the government to prove, just from skimming through the indictment. So I wouldn't say unconscionable, but I think it's a bad idea, bad judgment, because I don't think it's worth breaking that tradition to get Trump here. If Trump had done something much more serious, then I think it might be justified.
Well, it's isn't that that's still coming? I mean, Jack Smith, having filed these indictments, having won these indictments from the grand jury, he's also working with a grand jury in Washington, D.C., which does have to do with the January 6th matter. And you're saying that you believe that the results of that investigation could be more serious, even more serious for President Trump.
Yes, and that's what we should care about in terms of the public interest. That's actually why I don't understand this indictment being brought at this time. If you really want to take that serious step and crossing that Rubicon of going after former presidents with the criminal law, not elections, then I think it should be something serious, like a president who conspired to stop the constitutional process for picking your selector, for trying to prevent the electoral count. This one, this puzzles me. Why bring this earlier? Why bring this before you conclude the January 6th investigation? Why make a federal case out of essentially someone trying to keep souvenirs? And I'm not saying he should have had those. I don't really understand why he kept them, but it doesn't seem like, you know, he doesn't seem like his spies got him. It doesn't seem like he was trying to do anything with them. He was just hoarding them. I don't think it's a good idea. I'm just saying, is this really worth breaking the long tradition of leaving our former presidents essentially alone because we want them not to worry about legal consequences after they leave office when they're running the presidency, which calls on you to make the most difficult decisions any person in the government ever faces?
Do you think that perhaps what motivated Jack Smith to go ahead and to bring this case now was precisely what you were talking about earlier, which is that it really should be voters who determine when someone is unsuitable for the presidency, not so much judges and juries, and not the legal system, but the political system. That there was a sense by Special Prosecutor Smith, probably not from the president himself, I think we can agree, but perhaps by Merrick Garland and Jack Smith, that this information needed to come out before the election.
I agree with you, Mike. I think that might be what's going on, because the other thing that puzzles me about the timing is, you know, the odds of this actually being all wrapped up before the election, I think, are very low. I think because you have not only do you have to get through a trial, but there's all kinds of grounds for appeal that would take, you know, quite some time to get through. But then I wonder, why not just use the special counsel's right and practice to issue a report that lays everything out? We just saw the Durham report come out, which I thought was pretty damning about the leadership of the FBI in terms of the bad decisions and ill will. And the same with the Mueller report. A lot of times the special counsel have a strong effect just by laying the facts. And I think that would have been a better move here, now that you mention it, Michael, is why not just issue a report and lay out all these same photos? The photos are pretty damning, but put those out through a report. Why use criminal charges? It almost smacks like you're trying to have an effect on the politics of the election, which is unfortunately going to be to President Trump's advantage, I think, in the end, ironically.
What's fascinating about this is President Biden doing the right thing by saying he hasn't spoken to Jack Smith or to Merrick Garland? He's had hands off on the entire matter?
This is also part of the problem with using, I think your question points to that, with using the criminal justice system, is because under our Constitution, the president is the one who enforces the law, not Jack Smith, not Merrick Garland. To the extent they can prosecute, it's because President Biden delegates to them his authority to do it. So even though President Biden's out there saying, I had nothing to do with it, I didn't talk to Jack Smith, it's still his decision ultimately. He could, make one phone call and the prosecution is over too. So it doesn't, he can't escape his political responsibility. And since he has that political responsibility, it makes it easy for President Trump and his defenders to say, you are interfering in the election. You're not doing this because you want to really fairly enforce the law. You're trying to knock out your, major competitor who's actually happens to be ahead of you in the polls right now.
That's, again, and we will see what the impact of this indictment is. President Trump will be formally brought before the court, and it's Justice Eileen Cannon, who he appointed to the bench, and that will be taking place on Tuesday, which means a dramatic week next week. John, it is so much to think about and to digest with what you shared with us, and I appreciate it greatly. And thank you for adding so much value to our show. John Yoo, professor of law at University of California at Berkeley. Two movies coming out this week, both worth attention.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wishing everybody out there an absolutely wonderful weekend, a wonderful Sabbath day or the Lord's Day or whatever you celebrate to get some perspective. This is a very important weekend, it seems to me, to try to get some deeper and more positive perspective on a week of with its share of bitterness and controversy, one can, I think, agree. And maybe even you would like to get some perspective by going to the movies. It's air conditioned, and maybe you get out of the terrible air on the East Coast thanks to Hollywood. Okay, first up, this is a review I have been really struggling with. And I will tell you why. This is the seventh film from the Transformers franchise. And most of the previous Transformers films have been just awful. I mean, really, some of them involve Mark Wahlberg, Michael Bay, the director. But basically, it's based on a children's toy, which is the way that a little toy trucks and cars can be manipulated so they change into mechanical monsters, basically. And okay, so one film, two films. What's really bizarre about this series is they've been getting progressively better, the Transformers films. And the new Transformer film, which is called Rise of the Beasts, is by far the best of the series so far. And it's the best of the series because it has two human characters who interact with the Transformers, and it interacts with another group of creatures called the Primals, and they have Optimus Primal to go along with Optimus Prime, which are great big beasts that are actually robots, but they have a life of their own. And they are going to cooperate now to save the world, to actually save the sick little brother of the main character who's played by Anthony Ramos of In the Heights, who's terrific. This is part of what it sounds like in Transformers Rise of the Beasts.
There is a darkness coming of all the threats from both your past
and future, you've never faced anything like this. Let them come. I'm not the one to fear, Prime.
These are the voices of Bill Cullen and Ron Perlman. And again, Dominique Fishback is a wonderful news star who plays a museum assistant who determines one of the keys to this mystery. The action scenes, the special effects scenes are terrific, are really well done and very watchable. But what makes this movie so much better than the other Transformer films is the sympathetic human characters who actually have a winning interaction that you can believe, something of a welcome love story, and are deeply sympathetic people. And bravo to them. One of the new Transformers is voiced by Pete Davidson, who's very funny. This is a slick Transformer that takes the form of a Porsche in addition to its gigantic, monstrous form. If you've ever enjoyed anything about previous Transformer films, you'll like this one a lot. 2.5 stars. It's rated PG-13 for the kind of comic bookish violence that you would expect, and with a battle for the very continued existence of life on Earth. And by the way, the entire movie is sort of eccentrically set back in the late 80s. So there's that to add as an additional plus. Two and a half stars for Transformers Rise of the Beasts. Sound of Freedom is a very different film. It's formally released on July 4th, but it's making its way out to the world thanks to Jim Caviezel, who's one of the producers of the film and the star of the film. He plays a real-life character named Tim Ballard, who was a federal agent working to break up rings of pedophiles and child kidnappers. And eventually, he becomes a vigilante, going to South America, Colombia to be exact, to try to rescue some children who have been kidnapped. It is a moving film. It is entirely convincing. It's more than a docudrama, though it tells a very true story, because the emotions in the film of parents trying to regain their children, of the children themselves who do an outstanding job, and even of some of the most despicable villains imaginable. This is Sound of Freedom.
For Homeland Security, you know we can't go off rescuing Honduran kids in Colombia.
You quit your job, and you go and rescue those kids.
So at this moment, she could be a block down the road, or she could be in Moscow, Bangkok, L.A. She's a major operator.
It's all rebel territory. No one goes in. Not the army, not the police, not us.
What if this is your daughter?
When God tells you what to do, you cannot hesitate.
And Jim Caviezel, of course, best known as the star of The Passion of the Christ, and he has a sequel that's coming out about the resurrection that he's doing with Mel Gibson. But in this film, Bill Camp, whose voice you heard in that collage, plays somebody that he works with, and the real Tim Ballard, who has an amazing story, actually insisted on Jim Caviezel as the one to play him, and it's a tremendous performance. The action scenes are disturbing and intense. The movie should be rated R because of some of the horrors to which these children are exposed. It is rated PG-13. But that's a good thing, because they're trying to get as large an audience as possible to work with this anti-trafficking effort that Jim Caviezel is involved with. Mira Sorvino, former Oscar winner, plays his wife in the film. 3 stars for Sound of Freedom. It's one of those films that ends with a pitch after the credit sequence where Jim Caviezel actually delivers a very heartfelt plea for support for a very important cause. 3 stars for Sound of Freedom. Coming up on Monday, Richard Haass has written a fascinating book. It's a book based on the idea that everybody knows about and cares about or should care about the Bill of Rights. He comes up with a Bill of Obligations, a way to change citizenship and basically to save the country from the polarization and the cynicism which is damaging America today. We'll be speaking to Richard Haass from the Council on Foreign Relations on Monday. Also, don't count a third party out in 2024. That's what the Wall Street Journal says. Okay, if there is going to be a third party, who could make it viable? Or what do you do to make it viable or even relevant? We'll talk about that on Monday. Ron DeSantis' approval rating has just collapsed. According to the online polling company Civics dynamic approval rating graph, DeSantis currently has a net approval rating of negative 19 points, with an average of 55% of respondents disapproving of him. Why did that happen? What does he do to fix that? What does it mean for the overall structure of the race, where DeSantis has been held to be a major factor until now? And there's more about the Pentagon, which is freaking out, is the term that's used. This is a report from Politico, is freaking out about a potential war with China. Now, we know what it would be about if, God forbid, it ever occurred. It would be about the independence or continued independence of Taiwan. But why is this crisis gathering steam right at the moment? And what could our leaders do about it? And then we will also know more by Monday when we take up this show about exactly how Team Trump, with some new attorneys, because old attorneys have just quit, but what that will mean for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.